The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Do you know what skin tags are? Anyway, a friend of mine said he could get them off way cheaper than some dumb doctor. And I've got a ton of them, which would be real expensive. So I went over to his house, and he pulled out some dental floss and wrapped it around each of the tags. And ouch! It hurt like heck! And now they're all infected! Speaking of infected, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. What a champ. What a champ. Hey, folks, this is one of the most exciting days. Today, as you know, is Monday. We are going to load it up. I hope you're ready. In a moment, I'm speaking to John Zmirak. We will speak to him again at the end of the second hour. So we're bookending the day with John Zmirak. We're also talking about religious liberty, about the transgender craziness erupting all over the country. In high schools, we're going to be talking to Baronelle Stutzman about the horrible religious liberty, abrogation of religious liberty with regard to her flower business. And in the middle of everything, after we talked to John Zmirak just now, we're going to talk to a new friend, Katie Hopkins. You better buckle your seatbelts for Katie Hopkins. If you don't know who she is, I have to say she's a controversial figure. And the only people I like to talk to are controversial figures, which is why I'm so happy to have my friend John Zmirak on the line. John, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. Right now I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan at the wonderful Acton University. It's the Acton Institute that promotes religious liberty, the free market, and a virtuous society.
That sounds wonderfully controversial. Thank you, John.
Those
don't sound
really
very controversial. You don't sound very controversial. You sound very sweet and dog loving, and that's not what we're looking for. We want to spike the numbers. We're looking for controversy.
All right, let me get everybody mad.
Okay.
I got a piece at stream.org called "Will You Help Frodo Carry the Ring into Mordor?" Okay, and it's a Tolkien theme, but what it's about is something that's all too real. I suspect most of your listeners remember David Dalyden.
Well, explain it, because many will not remember David.
All right. We all now know that Planned Parenthood sells baby parts from abortions for profit in violation of the law.
Okay, and let's be clear, that's not exaggeration. And, you know, I'm always joking about controversy, because the fact is that these are facts. We need to talk about this so the American people understand what's happening on our watch, right? So what you just said, David Dalyden is the hero. He is the hero who exposed this grotesque Nazi-era practice. This is real, folks. We are not exaggerating. Nothing was doctored. It was proved that these tapes were all real. And so he is a hero. So talk about him, John.
He's absolutely a hero. And Kamala Harris, when she was Attorney General of California, got a phone call from Planned Parenthood, who were one of her biggest campaign donors, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they said, you got to stop this guy. You got to shut him down. And she started an investigation of him and his organization, trying to put them in prison for allegedly violating the privacy of Planned Parenthood executives by meeting with them in hotel lobbies and restaurants where there is no legal expectation of privacy in California. But because the justice system there is so biased, David Lyden is currently facing prison. The investigation Kamala Harris started, continued by the current Attorney General of California, Javier Becerra, and the judge in the case himself had been president of a Planned Parenthood chapter and had helped set up an abortion clinic.
Whoa. The judge in the case had been the president of a Planned Parenthood chapter, and he did not feel compelled to recuse himself?
No, and in fact, he's been incredibly biased. The most recent thing is there are tapes that there are injunctions that DeLyden can't release some of the tapes that he created because the California put an injunction. So these tapes are essentially secret. They're being hidden from the public. The prosecution submitted these tapes as part of their case. David DeLyden submitted the same tapes as part of his case. The judge said, you are violating my court order, keeping these things secret, and slapped DeLyden with a $200,000 fine.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, when you think about African-Americans complaining about how they've been treated in this country and the laws, you start getting a taste of it, right? When you, and again, not to compare any of us, but the idea that the law is applied in the right way in all circumstances without an American citizenry being vigilant in making sure that that happens, obviously that's simply not happening. And when I hear about this happening in California, you can think of what it would be like to be an African-American in 1928, like the Scottsboro Boys or somebody. David DeLyden is a hero. We know he's a hero. And even if you don't agree with him, you know he's honest. And the way Kamala Harris and the judiciary in California have treated him is fundamentally un-American. I'm just so glad
That's
you're
right.
bringing this up, John, because I really was not quite aware.
And right now, David DeLyden needs your help in paying this fine. And he's got to GoFundMe. So I'd like to go to the stream and look at my piece, and I'm sure you'll tweet the link. Or just go straight to GoFundMe and look up David DeLyden. He's only halfway there at raising the $200,000. Because if he can't pay the fine, they're going to slap him in jail for the duration of his trial.
I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I do not like to be the bearer of bad news. I like this show to be encouraging and hopeful. But there comes a time when you have to face the facts and have to understand where you are, okay? I feel as a Christian, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord in all circumstances. But you have to understand the circumstances. These are really ugly circumstances. The idea that we have this kind of judicial miscarriage happening in our day, not sometime in the past. I've met David DeLyden many times. He is a truly fine young man. This is not some troublemaker. And the idea that he's being treated this way is grotesque. So I guess I hope you'll go to stream.org and check out John's piece. The title is Will You Help Frodo Carry the Ring into Mordor? And the subtitle, David DeLyden has set up a GoFundMe account to aid his legal defense. This is despicable, John. I just get angry.
Yeah, it's infuriating. But, you know, you were talking about racism. One common factor is Planned Parenthood was a racist organization when it was founded. It was founded to cut down the number of black and Southern European and Jewish children born in America. It was openly a eugenics organization. Margaret Sanger worked with a Nazi eugenicist who had run a concentration camp in World War I in Africa that experimented on African people and killed thousands of them. 10 years later, Margaret Sanger was working with him, having him speak at conferences and publish papers. The Nazi eugenics laws were modeled on the American eugenics laws that Planned Parenthood wrote up. Now, a Planned Parenthood official, Harry Laughlin, was invited to Germany, and he went and toured the country and got an honorary award from the Nazis in gratitude for the eugenics program he had set up in America with Planned Parenthood that the Nazis were imitating in Germany.
All right, now, two things. First of all, I want my listeners to take note of what John just said. There is little doubt that Planned Parenthood is a genuinely racist organization, not just in their founding, but in the way that they have proceeded since then. And those are facts.
Abortion clinics in every ghetto in America. Every ghetto has an abortion.
And constantly, using attractive black women spokespeople to get their message across, to make it look attractive, like Faye Waddleston and Kamala Harris. And John, I want to ask you something. We're going to go to a break here. But I just want to say, would you please tweet out the article that you wrote maybe a year ago? Please put it on Twitter again. I will retweet it. I want my listeners to know what you just said, to understand the roots of this organization. This is a dark, awful, evil organization. Even if they may do some good things, which I doubt, people need to understand the reality about it. Okay. So, John, please tweet that out ASAP.
It's a great
article. And we will join you in the next hour, in hour two. When we come back from this break, Katie Hopkins, folks, she is really something. She comes from England. Very excited finally to get her on this program. Stick around. Lots more with Religious Liberty after that.
What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen.
Oh, hello. My name is Eric Metaxas. This is my show. That's why it's called the Eric Metaxas Show. And I do this show because I like to talk to people, and I like to talk to people to whom I would like to introduce you, my audience. Today, a very special treat. I get to introduce you to someone with, maybe you're familiar with her, but maybe you're not. Her name is Katie Hopkins, and look, here she is. Katie Hopkins, there's no way for me to do you justice. I will simply say that I'm a big fan of yours. You have a book out called Rude. You're not really rude.
I'm not really rude. And I'm very ordinary. I'm just a regular mother of three from the UK who became a little bit known for refusing to be silenced.
Yes, that will happen when one refuses to be silenced. Let's talk about how you are known principally. I got to know you. It's one of these classic things. Someone that I adore on Twitter retweeted something of yours, and I thought, oh, my goodness, who's this wonderful woman? And then, of course, now I follow you, and I feel that I've known you for years. But you didn't get known because you were talking about political or cultural things happening in the UK. You were doing something else.
Yes, and I don't know where you've gone back to with that. Because
well,
there's a
you
bunch
on some
of
TV
reasons.
Show.
Yes, so I used to live in Manhattan. I used to live on 14th, actually, for about, I know, right here.
Why?
For 5 years.
Why?
Because I worked for a big management consultancy firm, and I was sent over to open up the U.S. office. So I was on
Madison.
So
you're no idiot.
I tried to bluff myself as an idiot.
Interesting.
Yeah, I tried to give the illusion of being stupid.
Of being an idiot. But you were here working for a big, can you say the name of the firm?
Yeah, McKinney Rogers. It was a big consultancy.
Never heard of it.
Exactly.
Anyway, listen, so you were here.
I was right there across the road.
In my big city. Now, this is when you were single?
Single Pringle. And then I was, I also had a partner here. But
Male partner?
Yes. I know people always think
shame
I might not be a male,
on you.
Male partner. Because I have short hair and it's confusing for Americans.
Yes.
Like you.
Yeah.
You find it complex.
I have short hair and people often think I'm a lesbian.
Well, people think the same of me. I think you just made the same mistake. People call me the angry Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. And the flat, sensible shoes, all big giveaways. But we're not going to talk about that because it's a family show. Now, listen, you were not talking about political things. You did some kind of TV show.
So I did. So back to the topic. Left America, went back to the UK to have some children. And I was on the BBC version, so the British version, of The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Because I saw the Trump version when I was living here in the city.
Really?
And I thought, he's a good guy. He's really decisive.
Right.
I like that kind of
guy. So you didn't recognize him as Hitler 2.0 at that time?
I recognized him as a sharp, decisive individual who got rid of people he didn't like by telling them things straight, which is very much my mechanism for life. So I went home, applied to be on the British Apprentice, and I got on, mostly because I was the sort of annoying woman who'd been in business. I wore this white suit, so I had this sort of instant thing. I became this white suit, annoying, gobby woman from the UK.
I love when people from your side of the pond use words like gobby.
Yes.
Because I realize what Churchill said is true, that we are, what did he say? Two countries separated by a common language. Gobby means...
Means I talk a lot. And when I was on The Apprentice, I was the candidate who was very, very blunt about the other candidates. I thought we were all doing that, but I was particularly sharp in my criticism of them.
Have
so
you
I became...
always been like this as a little girl?
No, I think I was charming when I was little. And I went to an all-girls school. I went to a school run by nuns, Sister Philomena, Sister Bede, Sister Nuala. They even tied, I'm left-handed, as all the best people are. You're not left-handed, are you?
Not that I know of.
No, I can tell. And so Sister Nuala used to tie up my left hand behind my back because all of God's children write with their right hand.
Do you know what the word dexter and sinister mean?
So ambidextrous.
Is this true that a Brit might be unfamiliar with this? Do you know in your heraldry you have, you know, a lion rampant, lion sinister? Sinister means left. So it's from the Latin. So the left hand, it's sinister. And I'm not making this up.
No,
that,
I'm
that
believing
it was concerned, you.
You
know, when can I sit at the right hand of the Father? Not at the left hand. The left hand is where the goats are sent, the sheep and the goats. So thank goodness you had a nun who had the good sense to bind your hand behind your back.
So as a four-year-old walking around the school in a green and white striped dress with my arm bound behind my back, I'm not making this up. And you're saying that was a good thing. That's who you are?
That's who I am.
Is that the sort of man you are?
I guess so.
I mean, I say man loosely.
Hey. My wife might be listening, but you know what? She never listens to this program.
Anyway, yes, so they bowed my hand, but I was brought up by nuns. So I was brought up to follow the rules, order and discipline. And actually, that's what I love about life. I love rules and I love order. And I love people who don't create fuss. You need to do this, do it well, do it better than you could have done it, go away. That's very much how
my life. I have to say, every culture has good things and bad things. One of the great things about the English is their love of order and rules. I do. You know, not so much as the Germans, thank goodness.
Oh, no, they take it too far.
But take a little bit too far.
Do you know, in Germany, if you cross the road, you have to cross the road at 90 degrees to the road. Yeah, you have to cross in a straight line, right?
Yeah,
if you cross at an angle of 80 degrees or less, so you cross on the diagonal, you will be fined.
You're kidding.
No. That's how much they love a rule.
But isn't that what big government is all about?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not kidding. When I traveled in the 80s in Europe, I noticed this about every country. In Italy, there were no rules,
no,
right?
It's great.
In America,
it was
a kind of a healthy mixture because we have jazz. And in Germany, if you crossed the street against the light, people looked at you like you were flying.
Yes.
But it gets worse. In Switzerland, they would loudly rebuke you.
They have no personality there. So they have no risk. They take no chances. So if someone crossing the road when the light hasn't changed is enough for them to lose their tiny minds. So you never really want to be, you know, I would never want to be married to a German because that's an insane level of rules.
My father married a German, and unfortunately now she's my mother. It's very difficult for me because I'm torn up inside. But let's go back. You love order.
So I love order and rules.
But you don't like having your arm. It must be said, that is an extraordinary thing that they really did do that.
Oh, yes,
to you.
No, that happened. I mean, and I'm not 65. I'm only 44, even though I look 72.
Yeah,
so I'm quite young. So this was still within my living lifetime. And so that's a curious thing. And that school, but I mean, that school was good. I came out of there with all the right results. So they must have been on to something, but they were just kind of crazy nuns.
You don't think it led to epilepsy?
Oh, that's not what caused my epilepsy, no.
I don't know.
No, it's not. We'll get to that. But the reason that I love rules and order and then went on to love rules and order is the same reason that I wanted to join the British military, signed up to the British Army, passed through selection, went to
Sandhurst. And this is not the typical choice for a young woman in England, is it?
No.
Did you do this before you came over here?
Yes.
Okay, so early in life.
Backstory. Came out of university, sponsored by the intelligence corps, went to Sandhurst, which is a bit like your West Point, but just, you know, better.
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to argue with you. I've spoken at West Point a number of times. I've never spoken at Sandhurst.
Like standards there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, quite
interesting.
High.
That's not what I heard. But, you know, I'm tempted to get mean now.
Do it. Try it.
I'm tempted to get
See
mean
how you
and
go.
Say how he saved your rear ends in some wars. But I'm not going to do that because we're talking because you're my guest. Now, listen, Katie, let's get it straight. You went, if you don't mind, give me a background.
Yes.
What did your parents do that would make you think that going to Sandhurst made
nothing,
sense?
Yes, nothing. So they are super normal. My mum and dad are super shy. They wouldn't ever – they don't talk about themselves. They don't advertise themselves. They go quietly about life. My father had the same job all his life for the same company that his brother worked in as well. And my mum was a housewife. She used to send us to school looking smart, pick us up from school, make our dinner. Our dinner was always on the table at 5 o'clock every day without fail. So that was my home life that I had, super normal people.
And your way of rebelling was to go to the military?
No, my way of kind of proving that if there was something tough, I could beat it. That was kind of my thing. It still is my thing, I'm sure. So if there's something hard, I need to go prove that I can do it. I don't know why. And so Sandhurst selection, oh, the toughest thing, the hardest corps to get into, the intelligence corps. Okay,
did you have to do any pull-ups?
Yeah. Squats,
really?
Pull-ups. I still do
really?
Pull-ups.
They
pull-up
make women do pull-ups?
Oh, do not give me they make women do. Oh, what's going to happen when the army, when the enemy comes? Are they going to say,
I'll
okay,
tell you
ladies,
what they should do.
Okay,
women
ladies,
shouldn't be in combat. How's that for you?
Uh-huh.
Let's move along.
No, let's not. It's not. Listen. When you go to Sandhurst, you have to complete the same standard as the boys. That should not come as a surprise to you.
That is why Sandhurst is better than West Point.
Thank you.
Okay, we only have seconds left in this segment, but let me ask you, when you did this thing on The Apprentice in England, you became famous for being an outspoken figure.
And because I got to the end and then was offered the job and then told him to stick his job.
You told him to stick his job. Did you tell him to take his job and shove it?
I was much more polite than that. I said that there were other people who were far more desperate than me, and he was welcome to them.
Because that's a wonderful American song. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. We're going to be right back with Katie Hopkins. She is the author of Rude.
I'm a sinner. Do you want my autograph?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has authorized new sanctions on Iran that he describes as hard-hitting. In the Oval Office, where he signed an executive order, Mr. Trump singled out Iran's supreme leader as the person responsible for that country's hostile conduct. The president says the U.S. remains fully committed to halting Iran's nuclear and terror ambitions. The House Oversight Committee threatening to subpoena White House advisor Kellyanne Conway to force her to testify. Democrats want Conway to testify on a report from the U.S. Office of Special Counsel that accuses her of violating the Hatch Act. The Supreme Court has handed a major victory to free speech advocates in a 5-4 ruling. The court struck down a key trademark provision that blocks immoral or scandalous trademarks. The U.S. women's soccer team has defeated Spain 2-1. Up next for the U.S. will be France on Friday. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking. the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working.
Hey there, folks. That is the great Johnny Paycheck putting into American what Katie Hopkins said so beautifully in the Queen's English just a moment ago. So, Katie, you win the competition on The Apprentice. What year?
So I was season four. I'm thinking it must be 12 years ago now.
2007, even, okay.
Like a long time ago.
Yeah. And this catapulted you to some kind of fame. And what happened?
What happened next was that I was then known as somebody who gave strong opinions and was not afraid to say them very directly, often to people's faces. And in Britain, we just don't do that. So if we have something unkind to say about someone, people creep inside their houses, shut the door and whisper it to their friends.
Right.
So then I would be invited on to morning shows, Good Morning Britain, you know, your kind of morning programs, the biggest ones.
Yeah.
And I would address a number of issues because I have opinions on everything. I'm sure you do too. But one of my particular issues, for example, is overweight people that don't own that problem.
Right.
So then there would be me next to a very, very large lady on the sofa saying, well, you're overweight because you eat too much and you don't move enough and I wouldn't employ you. And of course, that became something of a thing.
So no one, yeah, typically people don't say things like that because that would be considered rude. And that's the title of your book. So you say things like that. But I have watched a few clips. There was one, which is probably the most famous, where you talk about the names of children in England.
Yes.
And what's funny about you is that all of these things, people do sort of think these things, but you say them.
I think that's exactly it. So there's this kind of massive overreaction to me that says, oh, she's evil. Oh, she's wicked. Oh, isn't she dreadful? But the thing is, if I was just saying stuff that was unkind and not true, I'd just be a crazy old lady screaming at the rain and people would be like, But because this stuff connects, because I am a mum, I'm a regular school gate mum, I'm a wife, I'm someone who cleans my bathrooms, I do the vacuuming, because I'm super normal, I know what we're thinking, and I know that there's some kids' names that we hear and we think, oh, the worst name, oh, the worst mum. And for us, that was the name, well, for me at my school, it was the name Tyler, because there was a particular Tyler.
Tyler?
Because at school, every mum will know, all of your listeners. 40%
of all young men in America today are named Tyler.
So all your listeners will know, lovely mums and dads, will know that there is always a biting kid. There is always a kid
that
bites.
There's always a child that bites. Yes.
Okay, you see, you just got that boom. So in my school, it was always Tyler, the biting kid. And, you know, you've brought this little thing up in your home. You love it. And then you're releasing it into this pen where there's a biting thing.
Right.
You know, and just speaking of the truth of that is what connected with people. And then I became more known.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Where there's a biting thing.
Yeah.
Look, all of this is funny, but then you got into some very serious things, which, of course, touched nerves here in America. Because I think, I mean, look, since I am a Christian, I always try to be careful to give people context for the mean things I say, because I don't think they're actually mean. In other words, if I say that I think we ought to protect our country, it doesn't mean because I hate other people, but it's because I think it's the sensible thing to do. And what has happened in England is quite dramatically different than the problems. We have great problems here, but the influx of Muslims into the UK and into Europe, the reason it's different, I just want to frame this for my American audience, is that on one level it has less to do with religion than it has to do with culture, in the sense that people are coming in who are not submitting themselves to the culture in which they're entering, but they are bringing the culture and refusing to change. When my parents came to this country from Europe, they became Americans. They wanted to be Americans. And so that, to me, is what is staggering about, somebody said, the lack of cultural confidence of the West, that Europe, Merkel and those in the UK, you've brought people in without requiring them to do what countries have typically required people to do.
I think that's right. I think the word you used there that stood out is submit. You know, people won't submit, or you don't require them to submit. And, you know, I never feel like UK or Western Europe ask people to submit at all. I feel like we ask them to integrate. We ask them
That's what I meant.
Yes, I know, but I'm picking you up on the specific word, because submit is particularly, I think, associated associated with a particular religion, the religion of peace.
Uh-huh.
I think what we asked people to do was kind of integrate into our culture, or worst case scenario, just at least respect our culture.
Yeah.
And that's what we failed to achieve. So I went from being this woman that spoke about school parenting and large people and being overweight and putting on half my body weight to prove that fat people were lazy, to being this woman that was then interested in what was happening to our country. And then I was a national columnist for 2 years on our biggest daily tabloid and a national columnist for 2 years on Daily Mail. And it was then that I really got into the political side of things. And the thing that Western Europe has failed to do spectacularly is stand up for its own culture. And we spend right. far too much time tiptoeing around the cultures that choose right. to join us and far too little time defending our own. And that's been at the ultimate price. And the ultimate price is that we will lose Great Britain. Great Britain There's, will be taken.
There is no question. And this is maybe your principal subject as I've watched you out there. And it is so important. But it is grievous to think that the beauty of the West, this always happens, right? That it would move in such a direction that at some point it would begin to eat itself, right? The tolerance and the openness, which are hallmarks, I would say, of this Judeo-Christian tradition, at some point can end up destroying that very civilization. That's precisely what's happened.
When you give until the point that there's nothing else to give, when you accept that everything can be taken, eventually someone will come and take it all.
I think we're running out of time. We'll be right back with Katie Hopkins. Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's the why it's like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women, and a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Okay, Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get two free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. Okay, that's enough. Hey, folks, I'm talking to a woman who off the air described herself as the angry Ellen DeGeneres or Milo's mom.
That's what
I find that so funny. I love it.
It's because, you know, when you meet people, people want to place you quickly. They need to know, especially in our industry, like people need to know which box you fit in. So people are like, oh, Milo's mum, or angry Ellen, or what do I get? Oh, the British Ann Coulter, or the female Farage. But I have way better teeth than female Farage.
The female Farage.
Yeah, he has bad teeth.
Yes, but most of you people have bad teeth.
I know. I don't know what British people.
It's been
shocking. And I keep meeting people that say, oh, I'm an orthodontist. And at that point, you know, my mouth just goes, oh, because you know that they're looking at your teeth.
Orthodontist.
I know, it's so impressive.
Well, let's ask some substantive questions and then we'll move on to more silliness. Brexit.
Oh.
As soon as I heard about this Brexit idea, I have to tell you that I sort of sadly felt that England and Europe is so far gone that something like Brexit was not possible. So when I heard that Brexit was happening, I practically levitated for joy. And so tell us about where we are. And there are a lot of people listening, they're not paying attention too much to what's happening.
Now, let's start with where it all began, which was 23rd of June 2016. That's when the people went out and voted. That was the night that we got Brexit. Best night of my life by far.
But we have to explain, the whole thing wasn't supposed to go the way it went.
This is the point.
Who was the Prime Minister, Cameron?
This is the point. So David Cameron was the Prime Minister, and the British government spent a year or more telling us if we voted Brexit, you know, our young people would die immediately, that the food would fall from our cupboards, that would be emaciated wrecks on the floor. Like, they could not have been more dramatic about what could happen to us.
Nonetheless, we'll let you vote.
And then they distributed a leaflet to the door of every home through our, what do you call them, post boxes, letter boxes? Mm. What do you call them?
Slats.
So they delivered a leaflet through all of our slats. And everybody got one on their mat. And it said, oh, definitely don't vote Brexit. You'd be crazy if you voted Brexit. But we'll do whatever you decide. We will do whatever
you decide.
I've still got it. I've still got that paragraph. Now, the good people of Great Britain, the people that live in the great bit of England that I live in, called the rest of the UK.
The people who fought in the trenches in the First War.
The people outside of London.
And who accomplished Dunkirk and the people. I mean, those
people voted and we voted to leave the EU. But you know what we were voting? We were voting because we wanted to feel proud again. We wanted to feel like we belonged to our country again. We wanted to feel like we were somehow fighting for our country at a time when everything seemed lost. We were fighting back for all the times we'd been told that we didn't matter. And it was just a joy that can only be matched by the joy of Trump winning and them struggling to call Pennsylvania because they knew Trump had got it. We had exactly the same moment with our BBC. They could not bring themselves to say, and Leave has won. You could see their faces were contorting like CNN trying to say Pennsylvania has gone to Trump. It was joyous. It was the best time of my life. 3 years on, still not happened.
Okay, now when you say it's still not happened, most of us in America know very little about the British political system.
Why hasn't it happened? My guess is that because it's complicated to undo something, and when you have many years of some kind of a connection, and so they haven't been able to settle on how to undo it.
No, I think that's really generous because you're a generous soul.
Yes, I am.
What happened was that the people got the wrong answer. We weren't supposed to vote leave. We were told all the way along, don't vote leave. And we still did it. And so they said, you're not going to have it. And they have done everything in their power, the establishment, to try and make us change our minds, to try and have another referendum, to tell us that it was an illegal voting process, everything.
So clarify this for me. Do you mean to say that Theresa May, in her recent attempts, was not attempting in good faith?
No. She was not attempting in good faith. And let's remember, she was championing, she was campaigning for the other side in her previous role. She was Remain.
Sure, but as PM, I mean, she did weep when she decided to leave.
No.
I mean, no, but I mean, you'd get the impression that she was trying to accomplish this.
Not good enough. She needed to, there was a way of leaving where you have to walk in, you have to say we are leaving and we'll sort the deal out later and we walk out. You just go tough. And we never went tough. We just kind of pussyfooted around. She went over, kind of stroked Merkel, hugged Macron, told them she would do whatever they wanted. And so we still, 3 years on, don't have Brexit. And actually, at just a normal level of you know, mums and dads in Britain, imagine, you know, you go out and you suddenly feel elated for the first time in forever, as long as you can remember, for all the times you couldn't get a doctor's place when you needed a doctor, for all the times you couldn't get a school place when you needed a school place. For that brief moment, we felt like maybe we were going to get it all back. And then to see that we got the wrong answer and even democracy doesn't count, it's been emotionally upsetting.
It strikes me, if I may be a global historian for a moment, it strikes me that you felt something the way American colonists felt in 1776. When you have taxation without representation, when you have cultural elites bullying you, pushing you around, at some point you get fed up, you say, thank you very much, we're done. And you rebel. And I think this is happening across the board in Europe. I have great hopes for the other countries in Europe that they will take a page out of the Brexit Trump book. What is your sense of other parts of Europe?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. So it's, there's a darkness, which we don't need to go down that route. But, you know, as part of what I do, trying to bring truths from the road, I go to those places. I've spent time walking no-go Sweden. You know, I've stood with the police when there's been a hand grenade in the bin, another hand grenade. I've spent time with the migrants in Calais, in trucks, where the migrants are trying to get on the trucks. I've spent time in southern Italy with the migrants crossing the Med. I've been to those places. I spend time there. And my sense is that despite all of the darkness, which we could talk about ad nauseum, is that the light is starting to shine. And I hate to say it, but it is very much dependent on America.
Oh, no. I know that it is.
We are the strings that are being pulled through our country. If you imagine it like a blind, you know, those blinds you have that you pull up with the strings.
Yeah.
That is it. We are that blind through Europe. The strings are pulling through. So in Sweden, you have the Swedish Democrats, our people. Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland, our people. Salvini in Italy, who's going to be my fourth husband, but he doesn't know it yet, so maybe tell him one day.
But you've only been married twice.
I know, but I've...
Okay, we're going to get... I'm going to be your third husband.
No, Trump.
You're
going to
be
you.
My second wife. Oh, come on. Trump is not interested in you. We're going to be right back, folks. I've had enough of this nonsense. We'll be right back.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. From the Oval Office, President Trump announces new hard-hitting economic sanctions on Iran.
Today's action follows a series of aggressive behaviors by the Iranian regime in recent weeks, including shooting down of U.S. drones.
Announcing those new sanctions, the president says the United States wants to see a change in the Iranian regime's behavior.
We will continue to increase pressure on Tehran until the regime abandons its dangerous activities and aspirations, including the pursuit of nuclear weapons, increased enrichment of uranium, development of ballistic missiles, engagement in and support for terrorism.
The sanctions follow Iran's downing of a more than 100 million U.S. surveillance drone over the Strait of Hormuz that has ratcheted up the tensions between the two countries. The Dow is ahead 25 points. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That song, by the way, has English lyrics in honor of my guest, Katie Hopkins, here from England. Katie, we were just arguing about who would be my second wife and your third husband.
Yes.
We don't have time to litigate that now.
Okay.
But off the air, I'm going to straighten you out.
Okay.
Let me say this. You were just going through the list of countries in Europe and telling us about how in each of these countries, including Greece, which is where my family is, and in Germany, where my family is, there are kind of amazing things happening.
Oh, it's amazing. The left kept saying, well, this populism will die out. Trump will die out. Populism's gone.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we just had the European elections, and the populists were just resurgent. And because of this migrant tidal wave that we had in 2014-15, the reaction to that, and not only because of the migrant invasion, but also the feeling of wanting to put your own countrymen first, which, of course, we took from you guys and Trump, has become really strong. And I think the champion of that, the person that most embodies it in Europe, is Salvini. And he has become like, he walks like Trump walks. And when he goes places, everybody is just the thousands of people.
I know very little about Salvini.
Oh, please. So when you've got a little minute, have a little look at him, because he is the Trump of Western Europe. It's incredibly
exciting.
Are you
kidding?
No, it's
brilliant. I'm excited about the head of Brazil, but of course
Bolsonaro.
That's an hour. Atmosphere. I think it's called hemisphere. But I didn't know about Salvini.
Yeah, very great. So he said, now, you come here as a migrant, you do something wrong, you're gone on the first boat. We'll put you on a peddler if we have to. He's the guy that stood at the southern Italian docks and said, no more migrant boats are going to land here. You know, they were NGO ships. They were ferries. They were not rescue boats.
Yeah.
He said no more, and he stopped them arriving. I mean, it's just been absolutely night and day with him arriving on scene. So there is hope in Western Europe. There is no hope for London or Great Britain because of Sadiq Khan, our Muslim mayor.
Hang on a tick.
Yes.
When you say Sadiq Khan and you say there's no hope for London, why wouldn't you think? I mean, in America, we have, for example, in this city, we have a communist mayor named Bill de Blasio. We have horrible leaders all over America, but we feel that generally speaking, there is hope. Mm-hmm. Don't you think maybe Boris Johnson may have something to say about what happens?
I think he will. And we're down to our where we are right now. We're down to our last three in the prime ministerial campaign. So we have to choose our new prime minister. We're very hopeful that we get Boris Johnson.
Now, who's the other one named Jeremy, not Corbyn?
Jeremy Hunt.
I've heard some good things about him.
Have you?
Wilberforce is one of his heroes. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I have to, you know, you're probably right because you're the smart historian. But I have
Darn
to say
right.
to you, Jeremy Hunt was on TV, on BBC, just a couple of days ago, being very unkind about my good self. Very unkind
he
indeed.
He just has to do that to preserve his bona fides.
Mm.
Because as soon as you're out of the room, I'm going to say the nastiest things about you,
okay,
too.
Okay, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
So listen.
I'm going to listen to them. Just know this as well. When you leave this building, I'm going to be outside the door. So just remember that, sweet cheeks.
I don't believe you. I think you're going on to the next thing.
Yeah, yeah, I am actually.
Okay, so seriously, though, we've just got moments left.
Oh, no.
Moments left.
You're going to miss
so
me.
So let me ask you a final question. And this is a lot hangs on this.
Oh.
So think carefully before you answer. What is the capital of North Dakota?
I have no idea.
Oh, dang. It's Bismarck. It's Bismarck.
Okay.
Katie, I'm so sorry we had to end on such a sour, pessimistic
well,
note.
Boring note.
Maybe we'll
boring
have
note.
You. Maybe we'll have you back. Actually, of course, we will have you back. So much fun to have you. Thank you, folks. The guest is Katie Hopkins. She's written a book called Rude, and you may look her up on Bing or Google if you must.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.